With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Lawmakers are updating the current state budget and finalizing numbers for the next fiscal year. This year's spending will go down by $167 million. Representative Chris Carr is the co-chair of the Appropriations Committee. He says the drop in spending does not require a cut in programs, largely because of money from the federal government.
We had the coronavirus relief fund dollars that came in last year. We were able to utilize those for a lot of the state's needs and cover expenses, but we also were able to save some general funds in that process.
Lawmakers approved $50 million for a needs-based college scholarship program, a longtime Democratic priority. They also approved $100 million for broadband expansion and $5 million for a new state airplane. Republican State Senator Jean Hunoff says this year was an appropriations year like she's never seen before. The state will spend $1.8 billion in general funds, $1.8 billion in federal funds, and $1.4 billion in other funds.
Totaling $5.1 billion in total funds. That is an awful lot of dollars, but with those dollars, we're going to do great things for the people of South Dakota.
The big three, education, state employees, and community service providers, will see a 2.4% inflationary increase in pay. Governor Kristi Noem's office is reviewing a bill that restricts transgender girls from girls' sports teams. The bill is modeled after legislation in more than a dozen states. Critics say state lawmakers are targeting the LGBTQ community to make political points. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
About a dozen protesters chant outside the governor's mansion in Pierre. They want Governor Kristi Noem to veto the bill that targets trans girl athletes. Stephanie Marty is a transgender woman from Sioux Falls. Marty says teenagers considering gender transition counseling or surgery are not doing it for a competitive athletic advantage.
There is no one in their right mind that would go through the hell that it is to transition to get an edge on someone else. You know, it just doesn't happen.
However, the intention of the bill is to prevent unfair sports competition. Republican Representative Rhonda Milstead is the prime sponsor of the bill. When it was introduced, the bill was nearly identical to a measure signed into law in Mississippi. Milstead says a similar bill in Idaho served as a template for the South Dakota proposal.
That's what we did with it. So I think that's a way that we can all work together to make something better.
The bill in Idaho is on hold, facing legal challenges in the Ninth Circuit Court. The challenge contends the bill would discriminate on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. State senators passed the South Dakota version of the bill on Monday. That day, Governor Noem tweeted that she was excited to sign the bill. Now, it's under review.
I think in regards to this piece of legislation, we're evaluating that and we'll move forward based on that evaluation that I put every bill through.
The governor has until March 26th to take action on the bill. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Governor Kristi Noem says she has concerns about a voter-approved medical marijuana program going into effect. That's after her bill delaying implementation failed in the Senate. Noem initially wanted to push the program back to July 1st of 2022. By the end of session, the governor proposed a compromise that starts the program this year, but it removes a few provisions she's concerned with.
The lack of control around our kids having access to it. That homegrown provision has been extremely problematic from the beginning. And, I certainly understand the desire of the public wanting to have a medical marijuana program, just I want to do it responsibly.
Noem is not considering a special session on the issue yet. Some Senate Republican leaders agree the medical marijuana program needs more safeguards. Patients will only be able to get medical marijuana with a prescription from a practitioner who is licensed to prescribe drugs by the state.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
State Department of Health officials say the variant strain of the coronavirus first detected in the United Kingdom has now been confirmed in South Dakota. Health officials say two cases have been reported and both of the patients recovered at home. State Secretary of Health Kim Mossam-Risden says her department has been closely monitoring the progression of the new variant. The strain of the virus was first detected in the United Kingdom in September 2020 and has been found in numerous countries around the world. It's thought to be more contagious than other previously identified strains. The Air Force is one step closer to making South Dakota's Ellsworth Air Force Base the first home of a new stealth bomber. The B-21 is currently under development and scheduled to start flying sometime this decade. A recently published environmental impact statement affirms Ellsworth as the preferred location for the first operational planes. U.S. Senator John Thune of South Dakota says that's good news.
Now all we have to wait for is the final record of decision, but we think the base is extremely well positioned for the B-21 mission and are encouraged by the findings in the EIS and the conclusions that were drawn there.
Thune expects a final decision this spring or summer. The B-21s will gradually replace the existing B-1 bombers at Ellsworth. A home base for the new generation of stealth planes could add 3,000 people to the area. The base received more good news recently when South Dakota lawmakers approved $3.2 million to help build a fitness and recreation center near the base in Box Elder. The South Dakota Department of Tourism and State University Extension are working together to create opportunities by combining the two largest industries in the state, agriculture and tourism. They've created an agritourism program for farm, ranch owners, and others who want to connect tourists with agriculture and help them see where local food and beverages come from. Extension field specialist Peggy Schlechter says people don't have the connection with agriculture that they used to when their grandparents might have owned a farm or ranch. The two-year extension program focuses on providing the tools and skills needed to develop a successful agritourism enterprise. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.